USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. On Wednesday's CNN Newsroom, Representative Colin Allred, Democrat of Texas, said that China is clearly attempting to wear down Taiwan's Air Force and populace.
When I was there, I found their resolve to be very strong. They want to maintain the status quo, and they want the United States' help in keeping that status quo in place.
Allred met with Taiwanese President Tsai last month, calling her incredibly impressive. Representative Henry Cuellar, Democrat of Texas, blasted Kamala Harris in an article from the New York Times, saying that it doesn't look like she's very interested in this, and said he offered to give advice to Kamala Harris back in June, but never even got a call back. I say this very respectfully to her. I moved on, Mr. Cuellar said. So we are going to move on to other folks that work on this issue. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Convicted former Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter should not only win right to bail on appeal, but she would be very likely to get her conviction on manslaughter of Dante Wright, 20, overturned on appeal, according to legal expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
It's not a crime to make a mistake, and she was falsely convicted of anything.
This is a complete abuse of justice done by an Attorney General Keith Ellison, who has no concern for justice, Dershowitz added. A Harlem man convicted for manslaughter is likely to become the first convicted killer to enter the New York State Assembly. Although the official vote for the 68th District Assembly seat is not until January 18th, on Saturday, convicted killer Eddie Gibbs secured that nomination during a meeting of Democratic Party members, according to Patch. Gibbs, 54, was convicted of manslaughter in 1988 and served 5.5 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The January 6th Select Committee has signaled it intends to explore potential criminal wrongdoing by former President Trump, marking a significant escalation for the investigation that could put pressure on the Biden administration. The panel has said it could refer Trump to the Justice Department for prosecution if it finds damning evidence in what would be seen as an open invitation to Attorney General Merrick Garland to be more aggressive towards the former president. Biden talks with American troops for Christmas.
As your commander-in-chief, I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
President Biden marking his first Christmas in office with greetings to service members stationed around the world, telling them while First Lady Jill Biden was at his side.
I just want you to know how much we care. We're grateful for your courage, your sacrifice, not only your sacrifice, but your families.
Speaking on a video link from the White House, Biden called the men and women on active duty the solid steel spine of America. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Biden administration's diplomatic boycott of Beijing's Winter Olympics is already showing signs of being a limited success. The effort, aimed at allowing athletes to compete while protesting China's human rights abuses, has garnered the support of lawmakers in both parties, human rights groups, and key U.S. allies, but support is far from universal. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.